In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
St. Louis just got stronger with the opening of our 24th Club Fitness location in Maplewood, 3256 Laclede Station Road. Don't miss our grand opening celebration on Tuesday, August 20th. Join for just $1 and get started to a happier, healthier you. So mark your calendars for August 20th to enjoy food, fun, prizes, and one-day-only savings. Live local in Maplewood for just $1. It's all you need to join the Club Fitness family. Visit clubfitness.us for more details.
Sundays this August are perfect for one thing, a round of golf at Eagle Springs Golf Course. Each Sunday this month, join them as they celebrate 30 years in business with the best deal in golf. $30 gets you 18 holes and a cart. Get the deal online only at eaglesprings.com now, and you can even snag those much-loved morning tee times. That's the best deal in golf every Sunday in August, just $30 online at eaglesprings.com. And if the traditional game isn't enough for you, Eagle Springs is the only area course always available for foot golf.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
You already know the Champions Village in Fenton is the state-of-the-art baseball and softball training facility in St. Louis. But did you know the Champions Village is your go-to when your team is rained out and if your player needs to tweak that swing or fix that throwing motion? Also, Champ Summer Camp begins May 20th for the best day camp experience. Champ Summer Camp is 8 to 4 every day and features dodgeball to movies, kickball to talent shows. And don't forget, Naputi Wellness and STL Athletic Development are on site. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
FM.
FM.
I think I was a little early.
I think you were.
Right.
Sorry. Pretty mature.
Oral stimulation.
Wow.
Well, sometimes it's that's necessary. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 5th. I'm starting to sound like Dan Strauss. I'm getting like a real...
Your voice has gotten worse.
Well, it's going away. It's and then this happened a few weeks ago, and it lasts a day, and it'll be back. But Dan, I sound kind of like you. I like it. I like it. It must be nice. People sound like this all the time. Yeah, welcome to the August 5th edition of Opinions Playhouse, folks. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, where I've gone to the dentist for 46 years. I'm going to tell you why you should make the appointment there yourself. But first, we're going to do this.
Hey!
At the control board, making not a lot of mistakes so far today. Really?
Thank you.
Now that I've said that, he'll mess some stuff up. 19 years he lived in Birmingham.
He did live in Birmingham.
And I was doing so good.
No, he's not 19. He lived there, you know.
Well, here we go.
Radio edit.
19 years he lived in Great Britain, and 10 of those he was in Birmingham, England. I actually found Birmingham on the map when we were on that European trip. Yeah, it's not really close to London, is it?
No, it's 126 miles northeast.
Yeah, not far, but not right next door. Trevor Limestone Limey, Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, he doesn't have anything on his T-shirt today. Last time he had some kind of message. I can't remember what it was. Just a sort of a plain...
I'm wearing the world's cheapest headphones today.
Let me see. Oh, you are. Green. Wow, what happened to your white...
I didn't feel like bringing them in.
Creepy green. Who wears creepy green?
They were free.
I'll tell you who wears creepy green cheap headphones. The guy who woke up this morning decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even...
They're so cheap, there's not even a left or a right.
Well, why would there be?
Well, I know, but I was looking, which one do you, my other hand?
I have a cheap pair like that, and I mix them up, and it doesn't even matter. They're so not custom fitted that it doesn't matter. Before you say hello, did you have a piece of the German chocolate shake?
Okay. I did not.
You said shake. Matter.
I did. German chocolate shake, I did say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I haven't had that either.
Are those your... Are those your headphones that you brought in?
Yes. They were given to me. I don't know. Came in. I don't know. They were free.
Do you not care about other people's feelings? Stop the music for a second. You must not.
Really.
Because this woman who makes this cake.
Nora Pfeiffer.
I guarantee you. First of all, she's listening. Hello, Nora. That's Dan's friend. Mm-hmm. And I think it thrills her every year when she hears everybody participate and take a bite and talk about how good it is, yet you decided not to even taste it, and that has to hurt her.
Well, I don't want to lie to her.
I've had two pieces,
worse
Nora. Thank you.
Lie and say that they're bad.
I've had two, Nora. They were awesome.
Nora, yeah. Bill hates you.
Bill's rude.
Wow.
Bill doesn't like you. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone. And Nora. Hello.
There you go.
I've had 2.5.
Birthday boy. It was his birthday yesterday. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason, both senior vice presidents of investments with Stifel. And it's never too late for a second opinion. Mark and Jason have over 2 decades of experience helping people with personalized retirement planning. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Big announcement concerning this next gentleman. Gentlemen, that's...
What?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
No.
You already know that he is a former night cook at Denny's, former knife salesman, door-to-door, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former DJ at a roller skating rink. And you also know that now he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon, and he's our digital clock resetter. He's our newsman. He's our news director. He's author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and he's also something else. It is, let me see. Oh, yes. Just like James Rockford. They called him Jim. He's a private investigator. And today, starting today, Tim Woodburn, say hello to your brand new sponsor. Not new to the audience, but new to your sponsorship.
Thank you, Frank. I'd like to say hello and a big thank you to everyone at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. They would love to put you in a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle. The number? 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. Or shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And when you call them, make sure you let them know your AM and the PM. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Yeah. New sponsor.
Way to go.
There you go. Not new, as I said. Not a new name at all to the audience. But once again, stepping up and doing even more for the large morning show in the afternoon. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
No, you don't. No, you don't get a sponsor. No, that's a select, only a select couple of people. Dan and Tim get sponsors. You have one lined up? Velveeta what?
Cheese.
This is the Velveeta Cheese Company lined up to sponsor. Find out how much they want to pay. Maybe we'll make an exception and add a third one. Work on that. Folks, would you give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah! Bill, I have this same thing we got on the cruise, that little bit of a like a
came
tickle.
Back to haunt
yeah.
you?
And not sick, not the flu, not a cold, no. Just an allergy sort of thing.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, it's just a little bit annoying. Except for the fact that it makes your voice a little bit deeper. That's the only good part of it. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I don't know how many ways I can invite you or ask you or try to convince you to make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. So I'll just kind of keep doing it the same way. And it's this way. I think the one thing I can say to most people, even though most people won't believe it when I say it, is that here's a place you can go to the dentist where you won't dread the next appointment. And I understand and accept the fact that a lot of people go, well, right. A dentist where you don't dread the appointment? Oh, yeah, like there's such a place. Well, there is such a place. And it's Ballast Dental Care, and I know because I've gone there 46 years. Limestone, when you first went in there, I bet you had some apprehension.
I was so nervous. I thought I was going to lose my job because Frank told me that if I didn't get my teeth fixed at Ballast Dental, he was going to kick me in the testicles.
Now, I never said that.
No, you didn't.
What was the last dentist you went to before that? Was it in Great Britain or was
it
here?
No, it was someplace on Telegraph, and it was horrible. Like, the nurse, obviously, she was giving me a cleaning, and it was getting close to her break, so she just flew through it and didn't care, left, and then gave me this, like, cheesy grin.
Jeez! That's right, rat boy!
She just gave me this horrible grin as I was leaving the dental surgery, like, okay, have a good day. Mm. She just did not care at all.
Well, you'll never have to go there again. You went to Ballast Dental Care. Folks, you should see that smile. We maybe need to put an update smile photo on our Facebook page of Limey's teeth because they're really nice. And look, everybody listening right now, no two of you have the same dental issues. Some of your teeth are fine. You don't need anything. And some of you, your teeth are in horrible shape. Worse than you even know. You only know what you can see in the mirror. But what you don't know is what you can't see. And that's what's happening to your gums and what's getting into your bloodstream and other little things that are building. And you, if you don't take care of it down the road, you're going to be really, really sorry. You are. I have a tooth story in the Playhouse today you will not believe. Now, this is not a case of a kid who didn't go to the dentist. This is just a weird freak of nature kind of thing. And nothing Ballast Dental Care could have ever done would have prevented what this little boy had to have done. But there is something Ballast Dental Care can do to help you prevent some serious and some expensive work being done down the road. Please, when I tell you, if you haven't been to the dentist for a long, long time, it's just not a big deal. But it's going to be a big deal if you keep doing that. You're not going to like the results. So get in. Make the first appointment. If you don't like it, don't go back. Never had that happen. Never had an email from anybody who went to Ballast Dental Care. Ah, it's just another dental clinic. I'll never go back there. Never. And your email won't say that either. Here's what it'll say. Oh, my goodness, I wish I'd made this appointment a long time ago. We'll do it now. Make an appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita,
Well, these days I'll memorize that whole sequence. I still don't have it down. Bill Clavin is with us, courtesy of Window World, the people who make his, well, who sponsor his presence and appearance here every day that we do it, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And you can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Let's hear it. You know how to show your loyalty. Bill Clavin. You seem extra enthusiastic today.
Wow. Yes, they do.
How you doing?
I'm well. Good afternoon. We'll begin with sort of an amusing fun fact. Maybe not that amusing, but on this date in 1914, the world's first electric traffic light was installed.
Whoa.
1914. Do you know what city that took place in? Because that is the city we're talking about today.
First traffic light.
Yep, 1914.
I think we'd probably be tempted to say Detroit because you think that was where the first cars were. I'm going to say somewhere in New Jersey. I don't have a city.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I'll say somewhere in New York.
Tim will say Florissant, so we'll move past him.
Dan? I'll say New Jersey.
I said that.
Yeah, you stole his.
Oh, you
answer.
Did?
Yeah. Oh, you listen. You never listen.
I'll say Illinois.
Okay. Cleveland, Ohio. You're all very, very close. Oh, what happened there?
Sorry.
Cleveland, Ohio, 1914. So we'll talk a little bit about Cleveland.
Wasn't I say earlier you hadn't made a mistake?
Yeah, and then I made one.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it during my segment.
Why Cleveland, I wonder? Why was there traffic in Cleveland but nowhere else?
So if you're in a car and you come across the first traffic light,
how do you know what to do?
That's a great question.
That is a good question.
What is that?
Yellow? What does that mean?
What is yellow?
Or was the first traffic light? Did it have red?
I wonder if it was just red and green. So, but we'll talk about Cleveland a little bit today. And so, of course, the biggest.
Now, hang on a second. That was an interesting. See, Tim today, twice, has brought up interesting questions. And that's highly unusual for him. And this one is actually something to stop thinking about for a moment. You're driving along. You've never, ever seen anything to indicate stop or go or whatever. And all of a sudden, there's this thing hanging up there. Did they send out in the mail to people? Hey, we're putting up a traffic light. Here's what it'll look like.
And my other interesting question, Bill, and I'd like to hear your answer, is if you were going to be sentenced to prison Friday like Steve Stenger is, what would you be doing this week?
I think it's a great question.
I'm going to prison?
Yeah.
What have you heard?
He is going Friday.
I said Steve Stenger is going to be sentenced on Friday. If this was your last week before you're getting sentenced to prison, we talked about this in the 3 o'clock hour, what would you be doing this last week of freedom?
You have today, tomorrow, Wednesday,
How
Thursday.
Long am I going to prison?
Three years.
Oh, okay. So it's not like the rest of your life.
And not what would you do if you were Steve Stenger. What would you,
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a great question. I wasn't prepared for that.
Write a book on travel in prison?
Mm-hmm. You could write books.
I traveled from that cell.
How my cellmate took me around the world. How my cellmate sent me to the moon.
I have no idea. No, sir, I have absolutely no idea.
I think that may take some thought.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll never have to think about it.
I'll get back to you on that. All right, so Cleveland, Ohio. Obviously, the biggest attraction is going to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Has everyone been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Never heard of it.
No, I have not been.
One of you have been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, none of us.
Well, if you like music, and I know most of you like music, you would absolutely love it. I mean, it's a really great museum, tons of amazing.
You know what I picture? You've been to Hard Rock Cafe, any Hard Rock Cafe?
Yes.
I picture just a bunch of guitars behind glass and stuff. That's sort of what I picture at the Rock and Roll.
No, it's more unique artifacts. So, for example, you know, I'm a big Otis Redding fan, so they have the... part of the plane,
the
that
gun
crashed.
That his dad shot him with.
He wasn't shot with.
Oh, it was Marvin Gaye. Gaye's dad shot him.
Otis Redding died in a plane crash.
Sorry, he did. Wait a minute, you sure?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yes, he was a pilot.
Wow.
So they have pieces of the plane that are at the. I mean, so just interesting artifacts that they're not going to have anywhere else.
It would be really neat to hit part.
Shut up, you mouth!
Hey, let me tell you something. It's actually my show. I can talk if I want. If they had parts of the plane in the same case, like a finger or something, just retrieved from the wreck, like a bone, awful. A finger bone or something.
A finger bone?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's that connected
disgusting.
To?
Disgusting.
Hand bone connected to the elbow bone connected to the shoulder bone. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a struggle. Every day is a struggle.
It is.
So Dan would actually like this a lot. So in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, this just opened or it's just about to open, they have a brand new exhibit. It's called The Garage. And so it's basically for people to come and learn how to play instruments, or at least to kind of get a start learning how to play instruments. And then if you know how to play certain things, you can meet up with total strangers. And Dan knows this because you go to a lot of music stores and things like that. And you basically can kind of jam with complete strangers from literally all over the world. And they have this jam session area in this garage that new exhibit. It's called
That's
The Garage.
Cool.
Yeah. And so then they also have another area where
maybe that at the Smucker's Museum. You can have a jam session.
Oh, my goodness.
See what I did there? Jelly humor. Thank you.
Whoa. Jelly.
There were two.
Hey, did you guys know that the first ever traffic light in America was created 100 years ago today, in 1914?
I heard
105
that.
105 years ago.
Yeah, I had heard that.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
It was in New Jersey.
Amazing. Yeah, no, actually, it was actually in Ohio.
Cleveland, New Jersey.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Go ahead, Bill. I'm listening.
I'm going to turn around and just talk to you, Dan.
I'd still like to know why there was only enough traffic in Cleveland to need a light.
Maybe that was where just they demoed it.
Maybe they were all going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. No, that wasn't there in 1914. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, my gosh. Frank will hate this, and that's okay. The House from A Christmas Story is also in Cleveland.
Now, why would I hate that?
Because what?
I would not go there.
Wait, you thank hate
you.
Christmas.
Yeah. You hate Christmas.
No, you don't go there. I don't hate. Come on, I don't hate Christmas.
Is that the House?
I hate that everybody thinks they have to get everybody gifts, and
you
so
hate
commercially.
Children.
I'm not.
You don't have to buy anybody gifts.
But
there.
I don't. I never understood. Like Home Alone. Oh, there's the house where Macaulay Culkin messed with those two guys who were trying to. But who cares? I don't see that.
But I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people and the regular folks out on the radio and listening.
I think there's a lot of people that would like to go there. Do they have a leg lamp in there?
Yes, the leg lamp is still in the window, and now you can actually stay next door in the neighbor's house. So which was in the movie.
That movie is slow. That's a slow movie.
It's one of the slower Christmas movies.
It's a weird, strange type of movie.
It turns out this street light in Cleveland was installed at the intersection of 105th and
105th.
And Euclid.
105th?
Yeah. 105th Street.
105th Street.
105th. You can call it 105th.
I've never heard anyone say 105th.
Because you're from Tennessee. And the reason is because there were so many people on bikes and horses and people walking and now cars. Now there's like four different ways that people are just like all converging together. So that was a busy intersection there. Euclid and the 105th.
So I was kind of right. It was busier than the average town.
Right.
What you do is you hop on the 105th and you head on down past the stoplight.
That's about the 511th time I've heard you say that.
Frank, do you ride roller coasters?
No, never. Okay. No, absolutely not.
Because you, why? Because you're afraid of them? You just don't like them?
No, I don't like the feeling, the sensation. I don't like it at all.
Okay. Have you ever ridden one?
Yeah, and I did not like it.
I dare you.
I did it already, and I don't like it. I jumped out of a plane. I fly helicopters, airplanes, jumped out of a plane, been up in a sailplane, a glider. A hot air balloon. I do not ever get on a roller coaster.
Was it a wooden roller coaster?
One of them was.
Because I would
actually
share your. I don't like wooden roller coasters.
In Memphis, Tennessee, there was a roller coaster called the Pippin. It was a wooden roller coaster. Mm. But I don't care. And no, I don't want any roller coaster.
Okay.
I don't like that feeling. Hey, go going up real slow, and then all of a sudden everything just drops. Oh man, I don't like that.
So we'll mark this down. Another place in Cleveland. Frank won't go. This is Cedar Point. So Cedar Point is just outside of Cleveland. So it's not right in Cleveland proper, but it's right outside, and it's the roller coaster capital of the world. In Cedar Point, they have 18 different roller coasters, and they're all
in one place.
Yes,
yeah.
In one park, and the number one roller coaster, according to the website Thrillist, they ranked all of them, and the number one is called the Maverick. I've not been on the Maverick, but it's got you go up, and like you were talking about, there's a straight drop down. And it goes 70 miles an hour.
You see these people who set records. They'll ride like 800 times in a row, back to back or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Another place Dan might like in Cleveland is the Cleveland Institute of Music. And the reason this is kind of cool is because a lot of places, and I'm sure even including our St. Louis Symphony, people go there and they study music and study on their instruments and that sort of thing. And so what they do is at this place, they have free concerts all throughout the year. And you can go and enjoy essentially what would be a symphony program for free. And so it's because all of these musicians who are training to, you know, obviously go and get jobs in other places. And so it's kind of a freebie thing you can do. A couple little fun facts before I give you what I think a place that Frank would go to in Cleveland. City of Cleveland got its name from its founder, General Moses Cleveland. And it's spelled at C-L-E-A-V-E-L-A-N-D.
Like cleavage.
Yeah. Yes, exactly like Cleveland. And they dropped the name, dropped the A in his name because a local newspaper didn't have enough space on its masthead to fit it in. So he never got his actual name on there. The Cuyahoga River, I believe I'm saying that right, runs through Cleveland. And the stretch of river that runs through the city has caught on fire 13 different times in history.
The what?
The water. In
the river?
The river water.
Okay, when your water catches on fire.
I don't know how that's possible or what's in the water.
Take another look at
somebody just sent over a text and said Cleveland was the home of Standard Oil, so that could explain it. Why, lots of
oil in the water. Oil in the water. Cleveland is also the birthplace of Superman. So comic writer Jerry, is it Siegel, I think?
Wait a minute. What about Paducah? Isn't that?
You're thinking of Metropolis.
Illinois.
But yeah, so but
I thought that was the home of Superman.
The guys that
Metropolis in the comics is the home of Superman.
Okay, the birthplace is Cleveland.
Well, right. that's where the creator created him.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, 1933. They went to high school at Cleveland's Glenville High School, and that's when they came up with the. And then the last one I'll mention, last fun fact here: rock and roll was invented in Cleveland. And you know the name of the disc jockey?
Alan Freed.
Alan Freed, that is correct. Coined the phrase rock and roll. All right, now this place I think you would check out. Maybe you would check out. In Cleveland, you will find a strange museum. Not a lot of people know about it, but it does exist. It's within a, I believe it's a medical center. It is the Contraception Museum.
Ooh.
And this
should have gone there.
Yeah, should have learned.
Sorry, I didn't.
Maybe your girlfriend wouldn't have gotten pregnant.
Sorry, I didn't get this to you earlier. Yeah, so
eight months too late.
It is in Cleveland. There's the guy that founded it collected more than 700 different items, from antique items to current times. But so some of the items on display. Well, yeah, I guess on display that they used to use as contraceptives. Crocodile dung. Not a joke. Weasel testicles.
What do you do with the crocodile dung?
That's not for me to tell you. That's at the museum.
You mold it.
Wait, you what?
You mold it.
What does that mean?
You mold it like Play-Doh.
And do what?
Put it over your things?
Put it over something that needs a contraceptive on it.
Whoa.
Mm. But then you don't put that inside a woman. No way.
Huh?
Yeah.
Crocodile poo?
Mm-hmm.
That would.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Or maybe you just splattered on yourself and then you're repulsive.
And
they won't have sex with you because you smell like crocodile poo.
Weasel testicles and bones of a black cat. These are just a few of the items that are on display.
Bones
that
of a black cat.
Used to be used for contraceptive. More than 700 items.
An IUD? You ever see one of them?
Is that one of those little things that, like, blocks the tubes or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. A little plastic squiggly thing.
You know the only thing that grows in Clevelandville?
No.
The crime rate.
That's not funny.
No, it was pretty funny.
No,
it's not
that funny.
It was relevant.
It's relevant.
Not relevant.
It's current. We're talking about Cleveland.
Thank you, Lamy.
Contraception Museum.
See?
Yeah, I know.
There is a museum for everything.
That's wild. Yeah, Do they charge to get in there?
It's within a... It's like a medical... It's not a clinic, but I don't know how exactly to describe
it.
A medical center, and in there is this guy's collection of stuff.
Have you heard of these new condoms that these university kids have created? That if it mixes with an STD or an STI, it changes color.
Oh, that's a good idea. It was too late by then.
Well, absolutely, because you put it in and then you're
But you're protected
almost got gonorrhea.
Almost. Thank goodness I have this on. Look what color it is.
But what would you do? Like, if you got done, you say you're having a one-night stand with a lady, and you're like, oh, man, my condom's turned blue. Something's wrong. Do you tell her what she's got?
Yeah, maybe she doesn't know.
Leave?
And you look down and it's purple, and you go, "Hey, you got syphilis. Did you know that?" Maybe she didn't know.
Oh,
doing her a favor.
Oh my god!
It makes me think of the you talk about changing color, like when they have stuff at pools that will change color if you have somebody.
Yes, I love that.
Is that true?
I think it is.
Is it true?
I think so.
But we don't know.
No.
I gotta think that maybe it's not, but we would like for it to be.
Yeah.
I'm changing my mind. I don't think there is such a thing.
That it turns blue.
I don't know. There's a chemical that's in the pool that turns blue or purple if somebody pees.
I've only seen it on TV.
I'm peeing in the next public pool I find, I'll let you know.
That's why I don't go in public
pools. It was the movie.
Because people like you.
The movie Grown Ups.
I'm doing this for science.
I don't think there is such a thing.
I don't think there is either.
Although, what would be funny is you get a packet of like grape Kool-Aid, because they always said the water would turn purple.
Right.
So just empty that out like in your pocket and then everything will turn around. Yeah.
And why would that be funny that everybody thinks now that you peed in
because
the pool?
Because it would be like in...
Grown Ups?
It would be like the scene with the payday with, come on, what's his name?
Bill Murray.
Movie. Yeah.
It wasn't payday, it was a Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Brilliant. You can wrap it up now.
Yeah, I was trying for 10 minutes. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
I won't be here tomorrow either, just so you know.
Where all these people come from? Will you really not be here?
No, I will be in Jefferson City.
What doing
you
what?
Do? I have a book signing.
Okay, ooh. Really? What are you doing?
And I'm going to go to Central Dairy.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I love Central Dairy.
Yes, because tomorrow I was telling Dan it's root beer float day tomorrow.
Root beer float chocolate day. Soda. You know what that is?
Soda that tastes like chocolate?
No, it's vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup and club soda.
Oh.
It's really
like
good.
Like a soda fountain?
Yes,
soda
exactly. Soda. And that Central Dairy knows how to make
they
it.
They are. Been there really good.
So thank you. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Central Dairy in Jefferson City and Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. I went this weekend to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. I will reserve and hold my thoughts on it till tomorrow when Dan Buffa is here. But I had to go because, and there were six of us, friends of ours, another couple, me, my wife, and my older son and his girlfriend. So there were six of us to make the call on, was this really the worst movie, as my other son said it was, like one of the worst he's ever seen in his life, or was it more like what Mike Evans said, oh, what a great movie. So I had to go. And I will tell you tomorrow what I thought about it.
I don't like Quentin Tarantino at all.
Well, he's weird.
Yeah, he's a very weird
guy. Now, I'm not sure why I thought of this and made a note to myself, and I just wrote two words down to remind me. When is the last time you know of anybody putting water in a battery? People used to check the water in a car battery. I think they're all sealed.
What?
Now.
Yeah, they are. They're all made of free.
There were like eight holes, each cell, and you had to check for distilled water. It had to be distilled water. And if one or two of them got too low, the battery would go bad. I don't think any battery takes water anymore.
They don't. If a battery would... if somebody, the battery wouldn't work or something, they go, did you check the water in your battery?
Yeah, exactly.
And you would pop it open.
Just, like your radiator, you check your battery water.
As far back as I can remember, car batteries have been filled with the acid now.
Well, they still have acid, but you got to put water in. Had to put water. And here's the other thing. It used to be very common to have to put water in the radiator because it would boil over.
Yeah.
As hot as it has already been, I never see a car with a radiator overheating. Those days are over. There's some great things. When they talk about the good old days, these things weren't that good. Boiling, overheating radiators and cars that leaked or burned oil. Cars don't burn or leak any oil now. How often have you added oil to your car? Yeah. Never.
They used to have that overflow thing on the side, that overflow for the radiator.
That's right. Nah, not a problem anymore. Larry Connors is leaving 590 The Fan. Not on bad terms. He's leaving, and he has another opportunity. And I absolutely hope it works out for him, because I don't know too many people that work as hard on a show as Larry does. Larry puts a lot of time in on that show. And if you've never heard it, you've missed an example of what radio is supposed to be and what radio hosts are supposed to sound like. Because he really works hard at it. And again, there's no bad news here. He's not mad at the station. They're not mad at him. Nobody's upset. He's going to come in here Thursday in the 3 o'clock hour and tell us all about his new plans and his new home and all that stuff. And so, his last night on the air will be Thursday night. He's on 9 to 11, Larry Connors USA. It is and always has been a really, really good show. So Thursday, you want to be here so we can chat with Larry about what he's going to be doing. Bill will be you'll be happy to play pickleball twice this weekend.
Yeah.
I really like it. I'm not going to talk about it. We've talked about it before, but I really like pickleball. And folks, don't be turned off. If somebody says, hey, would you like to play pickleball? We got paddles. Don't turn your nose up at it. Pickleball. Until you know what it is, because it is a riot. It's fun, and anybody can play. Don't think, well, I never played tennis. It doesn't matter. That's the great thing about pickleball. Anybody can play. Now, I mentioned the Ballast Dental Care, and I mentioned this boy who just had something done that they've never done and probably never will. You know how many teeth the average person has?
You used to know this.
Like we have 36?
You're close.
I was going to say 32.
It is 32.
Yeah.
We have 32 teeth. So you say, well, how is this possible? But this
No.
You won't yet. You won't say it till like, you know,
okay.
This kid in India, this 7-year-old kid in India, just had 526 teeth pulled.
Whoa. 526?
How is this possible?
He was complaining. His jaw was hurting. He had this weird sort of freaky impacted, like, pouch of extra teeth inside his jaw. Whoa. And it was like a bag of teeth that had grown. God.
Wow.
526 teeth.
Man.
They took out of this kid.
I like a woman whose teeth are like stars.
Come out at night?
They only come out at night.
That's a good one. Give him a rim shot.
I don't get it.
Wow.
Says jaw had been swelling since
he was... They only come out at night.
Teeth come out of his mouth. In a jaw. I'm an idiot, yeah. Right?
You are.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
His parents said he'd been swelling in pain since he was 3. They didn't know what to do. And now at 7, they figured it out. And this little boy is a lot more comfortable now that he's lighter by 526 teeth.
You think his parents could have looked in his mouth when he's like 3 and said, hey, is it just me or does he have an extra 200 teeth in there?
But they couldn't see them all. Yeah. They were under the gum. They were like, it's like wisdom teeth. You don't see those.
They were like
teeth.
He went to the dentist. Every time he went to the dentist, it cost $3 million.
Well, we had to do 282 fillings.
Yeah.
And we had to extract 186 teeth. Yeah. That is good. $3 million. When people say original old Nintendo to me, I think of Duck Hunt and Mario Brothers. Anybody know what Kid Icarus, you know what that is or what it was?
Clear.
In 1987, there was a video game. It was a Nintendo game called Kid Icarus, and it sold for $38.45. It was very actually expensive in 87. That was considered very expensive. So this guy named Scott Amos went into the attic of his childhood home this last Mother's Day because his mom said he needed to get up there and take some stuff out of there from when he was a kid. And he finds an unwrapped, still in the package, Kid Icarus game. Now, the Nintendo people and all the gaming people say that, as far as they know, there are fewer than 10 in the world that have not been opened that are new. So this game, this $38.45 game just sold for $9,000.
Oh, wow.
So, you may want to check in your attic and check out your old...
No, I just found out a couple weeks ago I've got 5 comics that all together are worth $3,000.
Get out of here.
Whoa.
Give yourself the ooh-ah.
Yeah?
You sell them?
Huh? Not for a while, no.
You don't wait till they're worth more?
Let them go up in value.
Yeah, that's either smart or it's really stupid. I don't know which. Because between now and time you sell them, they may find more.
Sure, catch on fire.
True. Yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
Like those books.
Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's another case where I had a request, and it was not begging, but a very strong request. Please, please tell this joke. So, okay, James, here it is. Yeah, he goes to a doctor for a... It's kind of an all-over physical and all-around checkup. And, of course, one of the things they have you do when you do that, if you're a man or a woman, I guess, is get undressed. And so he tells the guy, go behind the counter and put that gown on. Those are horrible gowns that are split open. And so he comes back out, and the doctor starts to examine him. He looks in his ears and his eyes, and he feels his neck, and he checks his heart. And as he works his way down, the doctor actually jumps back. Whoa, whoa. And the guy says, what, doc? He says, your penis. It's orange. It's like bright orange. I know you guys know this joke. I know it's a great joke. He says, I've never encountered this before. Do you know your penis is orange? He goes, yeah, oh yeah, it's always orange like that. He goes, no, it's like glowing orange. I've never seen anything like this. He says, and now I'm curious, as a doctor, this is a first for me. Can I ask you some personal questions? He goes, sure. He goes, I'm curious about your sex life. Any guy with a bright orange penis, are you married? He goes, no, I'm not married. Girlfriend? No. He says, well, help me out here. Let's just take a typical Saturday night. What's your social life, sex? What's a typical, not just Saturday night, but any night? What's a typical night like for you? Maybe that'll shed some light on. He goes, well, nothing special. He says, usually I get home from work and sit out on the couch, open a bag of Cheetos, turn on the Playboy channel.
All right, let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. Westbound 30 has reopened at Highway PP. They were diverting traffic to High Ridge Boulevard, so you're going to see delays there. Volume southbound 270 between Olive and Gravoy. Slow westbound 70 between 170 and Earth City Expressway. And southbound 170 backing up south of Olive. Surprise medical bills are bankrupting Americans. Now insurance companies want to make things worse with a scheme called rate setting. They want to cover even less of your medical care while making billions in profits. Tell Congress to vote no on rate setting paid for by Dr. Patient Unity. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
St. Louis just got stronger with the opening of our 24th Club Fitness location in Maplewood, 3256 Laclede Station Road. Don't miss our grand opening celebration on Tuesday, August 20th. Join for just $1 and get started to a happier, healthier you. So mark your calendars for August 20th to enjoy food, fun, prizes, and one-day-only savings. Live local in Maplewood for just $1. It's all you need to join the Club Fitness family. Visit clubfitness.us for more details.
Sundays this August are perfect for one thing, a round of golf at Eagle Springs Golf Course. Each Sunday this month, join them as they celebrate 30 years in business with the best deal in golf. $30 gets you 18 holes and a cart. Get the deal online only at eaglesprings.com now, and you can even snag those much-loved morning tee times. That's the best deal in golf every Sunday in August, just $30 online at eaglesprings.com. And if the traditional game isn't enough for you, Eagle Springs is the only area course always available for foot golf.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
You already know the Champions Village in Fenton is the state-of-the-art baseball and softball training facility in St. Louis. But did you know the Champions Village is your go-to when your team is rained out and if your player needs to tweak that swing or fix that throwing motion? Also, Champ Summer Camp begins May 20th for the best day camp experience. Champ Summer Camp is 8 to 4 every day and features dodgeball to movies, kickball to talent shows. And don't forget, Naputi Wellness and STL Athletic Development are on site. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
I find a little line through the line when you go. Let's go check in with Mike Evans, Dallas, Texas. What do you say? Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Now, today's Monday. This is the only day they're closed. They being Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Closed only on Monday. If you can find Chesterfield Valley, go east, just to the eastern end of all that other stuff, and there they sit. Reservations for dinner, absolutely necessary. I would make them for lunch at Annie Gunn's as well. And when you do go to dinner or lunch, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. And remember that gift cards are a great idea any day, every day, any occasion. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Please give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. How you doing?
I've been sick for the last 5 days.
Well, I got good news. You won't have to go quite so long today, about a minute short. So give it your best shot. What's wrong?
A lot of potpourri, pop quiz questions today. According to Billboard magazine, these are the four most annoying songs ever. But which is the most annoying? Crazy Frog by Axel F., Friday Friday by Rebecca Black, My Humps by Black Eyed Peas, or Gangnam Style by Psy.
Hey, so what do you have? You have a cold? What do you have? I can hear it.
Coughing. Oh. Ever since Florida, just coughing up chunks. And
yeah, what is that about that vacation?
Ooh,
does?
You
it's
know what?
It's always about on vacation.
But in Florida, they were talking about the red tide, which is a thing. It's like an allergy from dead fish. And it affects people.
I was in the water.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You got the red tide disease.
You might.
On a much sadder note, the overdose of Robert Kennedy's granddaughter, who was buried today. You know, the curse of the Kennedys, I just want to remind everybody. Joe Kennedy died in a plane crash. Kathleen Kennedy died in a plane crash. JFK's son was brought home, died when he was two. JFK assassinated. Ted Kennedy, of course, involved in the killing of Marianne Capacney. Robert Kennedy assassinated. David Kennedy, drug overdose. Mike Kennedy dies while he hit a tree skiing. JFK Jr., plane crash. Kara Kennedy drops dead while walking. Mary Kennedy, suicide. And now this 22-year-old granddaughter. I mean, it's just amazing how this family's been hit.
You know how somebody will say, hey, is it going to rain tomorrow? And they'll say, is the Pope Catholic? Right. Or is there a bear in the woods? I heard somebody one time say, does Rose Kennedy own a black dress?
No. Oh,
and I just thought, whoa, isn't that the truth? Too many funerals.
It is the truth. Just when you thought you'd heard everything crazy had come out of Hollywood, a showrunner is pitching. Are you ready?
Ready.
A Honey Boo Boo movie.
Yes, thank goodness.
Lord.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
About time.
This month's women, pull it up real quick. This month's Women's Health Magazine. Pull it up. Women's Health Magazine features a naked workout profile with Julianne Hough.
Mm. Yeah.
And it is hot.
Well, she's hot.
Why would Ryan Seacrest dump her? Well, the gay community says they have a pretty good idea. By the way, Julianne Hough also is bisexual. But you got to pull up and they have pictures. You see it?
Not yet. Do you know that for a fact? She's bisexual?
She says that. She admits
Whoa.
That. When she got married, she says, you know, I'm still going to see my girlfriends. I still like girls.
She said, okay, as long as you bring them over. Let me watch.
Saturday, New York Post headline had a picture of Julianne on the cover with a headline, Huff in the Buff.
Ooh, nice. That's good. That's good.
Three most extravagant spending athletes are Tom Brady, who makes $25 million a year, but just bought a $55 million Gulfstream 550.
Hmm.
Michael Jordan says that he's broke. He doesn't say he's broke. He says he doesn't have a job, so he has to watch his money. Yeah, right.
Here's the good news for your throat. Here's the good news for your throat and your condition. 1 minute.
Oh. He has a $32 million Gulfstream. And Floyd Mayweather spent $10 million just on an engagement ring.
What?
And finally... Most annoying song, Crazy Frog, Axel F, Friday, Friday, Rebecca Black, Maya Humps, Black Eyed Peas, Ganga Style. Sorry.
I only know one of those songs.
I'm going to go with the Crazy Frog.
Yeah, I'm going to go Axel F.
I'll go Gangnam Style.
That's the only one I know, so I'll go Gangnam Style.
Number four is My Humps, Black Eyed Peas. Three, Crazy Frog. And number two is Gangnam Style.
Oh,
number one, Friday by Rebecca Black. Have a great day.
Easy, for you to say. Yeah. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market. Hey, we'll have to play that tomorrow. See why it's so annoying. You got
sure.
it?
Make no, a note I
of
can that? Easily do
All
that.
Right, we'll see if we agree that it's horrible. Hey, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. Please thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear. All right,
Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Hello again, everybody. It's Bob Ramsey, and you're listening to KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, and KFNS.com, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
We start in the NFL, where Tom Brady met the media discussing his new deal, which is shorter. The new contract can be terminated after this season, but also includes language that he will not be franchise or transition tagged as he enters free agency. The Colts have claimed former Houston running back Dante Foreman off waivers. He was released today by the Texans. The Raiders announced a new naming rights deal with Allegiant Air. That for their Las Vegas stadium, it will be called Allegiant Stadium. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car, so visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Vince Carter back in the NBA for a record 22nd season. He has agreed to return to the Atlanta Hawks on a one-year deal. And one game going on right now in Major League Baseball. They're in the top of the ninth, and the Mets trying to close out Miami 6-2. I'm Ralph Urban.
We are Buckeyes!